Hi, my name is Wendy M. Koch, and I'm the author of A Gray Resort and my newest book, An Awakening. And you're listening to Ghosts in the Valley with Al Cooley.
Welcome to Ghost in the Valley podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley, and welcome to season 6. Tonight is my first interview with a gentleman out of Pennsylvania who is going to share a couple of his stories with us. And I appreciate when people come on the show and share their stories, because that's a hard thing to do, is to say you've seen a ghost, you've seen a UFO, you were abducted. It's really tough. And then have your peers and family members calling you crazy or nuts, and co-workers. And I appreciate everybody that comes on and shares their stories with me. Eric Benedict, he is my first guest of 2024. And let's get to the conversation with Eric. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Hi, Al. Thank you.
Okay, where are you from?
I am from out in Fayette County, out by Perryopolis.
That's in Pennsylvania?
Yep, it's a pretty interesting area.
Do you have a lot of activity there?
I hear a lot of different people with stories and stuff, and you know, it's not uncommon to hear people to have experiences.
Okay, so when was it that you first started believing in ghosts or spirits?
I think I always kind of had like a belief in them. Whenever I was a child, I used to have these, I forget what the technical called, or pretty much we call them goblins or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I used to see them, and they're known for like being shadows and stuff like that, imitating and turning into animals. And I mean, I never really saw anything of it, because I mean, you don't grow up thinking or realizing that type of stuff could actually be possible.
Exactly, right.
Like, I remember one time as a kid waking up, getting kind of like flustered by one, whatever it was trying to do, and it imitated my cat on its back legs. And I screamed for my mom, and my mom came in, and there's my cat just walking normal all of a sudden. I'm like, how do I tell my mom it was walking on the back legs?
Right. Sherry Granato, a friend of both of ours, she recommended you to come on the show, and that you had a couple of very interesting stories you like to share. So what's the first one?
Well, whenever me and her girls were teenagers, they were having a birthday party, and I came over for a birthday party. And I was walking up the steps, and I looked over into their room. They had the door open. And it looked like some lady, like real sad or whatnot, like a nightgown sitting on the bed. And when she walked up, I said, how are you sleeping this? How are you sleeping there?
Right.
And her face kind of like the chills, you know, like kind of looked at me like, what do you mean? I was like, I just seen a lady sitting on your bed. And she was like, well, actually, my house is haunted and everything. And she was like, we're really like, have a lot of paranormal activities and stuff. And she's like, what can you tell me? I kind of just go with the flow. Like, I'm really big on just like going with my senses, how I feel. A lot of people are like, wow, you really speak your mind. Well, I really act my part.
Right.
I guess that night, I think I was channeled, maybe, because like I really don't remember telling her, but I do remember standing in the room speaking to her, and I told her, and after I said it, I was like, why would I say that? But like, you know, now as I'm older with more experience and stuff, I realized like it was just an emergency like response from the other side warning her, like she needed to get out of there. I guess like a week later she ended up in the hospital. But I told her, I said, if you keep sleeping in here, you're gonna die. Even as a teenager, you know, kids say weird stuff or whatnot. But, like, I remember standing there thinking, like, why would I say that?
Right. Where do you think that spirit came from?
I think a lot of the spirits from down there are a lot to deal with, like, the early 1900s, the coal mine industry and stuff. There's a lot of pain, there's a lot of families lost children and their fathers, you know what I mean, and their immigrants coming over trying to start a life. That's a lot of pressure on a person to leave a big impact on, you know, just our realms. The situation with her, it was actually the owner of the, I'm remembering now that she did say something about the lady that lived in a house before her passed away in their room.
That has a lot to do with it, right?
Yeah, but she had other, I know there was like, there was a multiple like spirits attached to that house. Uh-huh. There was something with the basement and stuff, but like it didn't really come through to me. I think like, you know, I mean, they pick and choose or something. Or
right, mm-hmm. Right. I've been on a few paranormal investigations where, yeah, the spirit picks and chooses who they want to connect with. Sometimes you don't get nothing at all. You know, was that an older home, like an old house?
Yeah, it was, I believe it was probably built in the, like, real late 1800s, mm-hmm. early 1900s. I'm guessing it was built around whenever the coal mine industries were really bringing in a lot of immigrants in to work in the mines.
Right. Yeah, I was just curious because, you know, sometimes with these older homes, there's so much history in that house with people that have not moved on yet, you know. Or sometimes the spirit can be carried into that home from someplace else.
Yeah.
So you believe that you can carry a spirit onto another location?
Yeah, there's multiple. I think that could be looked at in multiple different ways, too. Because, like, for example, my daughter is 2 years old. She just turned two on the 12th. The day she was born is the same day or same night that her grandmother passed away.
Okay.
So I believe that like reincarnation can be a connection in with that too.
Right. You're right. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like how fantasy or action movies, how like it's pretty much if you could think it, there's a reason you probably could think it. Like, it relates into some other realm, maybe. You get the ideas from, you know what I mean? Nothing comes from thin air.
Yeah. Well, how many times have you seen, like, occurrences, like, either a ghostly figure, a hologram, or just a spirit?
Yeah, since I've been, like, older, I haven't really seen any. I've experienced a lot of energy. Actually, like, had most people would call a mental breakdown. I would consider it a mental breakdown, but, like, I had an entity attached to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's kind of like, it's almost like it doesn't want you, like, almost like it doesn't want you to remember it the right way or be able to express it. Because, like, I remember asking Sherry, like, how I really can point out, you know what I mean, without, like, equipment and stuff. Like, on my daily life, whenever I'm walking around.
Right.
Like, how can I know whenever the experiences happen? But, like, I don't really see anything, but I'll get these feelings, and then I'll just, that energy is, like, going through me or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I remember it was my daughter was like almost one, and she was I'm not too sure if it's just because she's still a baby. I believe she was laughing and playing and talking to her grandmother that passed away. I walked in the room, she's staring. She was in her playpen and she was staring at the wall, giggling her butt off. just having a good old time. And I went over. I'm like, what you laughing about? I looked up into the corner, and you just got that, like, that chill or that, like, that warm feeling, mm-hmm. like a comfort, not a scare, but a comfort come over me. And she said to me, or I got this, like, thing where it's like, when Heather gets home, ask her if she was thinking about her grandmother today and tell her it's okay. Her and her grandmother didn't have the strongest relationship. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like common for her to think about it and stuff. And this is a year later after she passed, all over, whatnot. And she came home and I said that and she said, she even says, like, you definitely got, like, a message from her, because I do not think about her. I was thinking about her all day, and she's bald.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was just, like, a comfort that she needed. And then, I mean, even talking about it, I kind of teared up.
Yeah. Is Heather your wife?
Yeah, she's my fiance.
Fiance? Does she believe in supernatural and paranormal, or?
Yes, she does, but, like, I don't know if she, like, she ever, like, other than our situation, like, I don't know if she, like, just says it because she knows I truly believe in it, but I do believe that she believes in it too. Like, her having that situation, it's like, well, did that really happen? It was like, yes, it happened. Like, why does it feel like it didn't? I think because we're getting too close to the answers.
Right. So have you ever had an experience where you felt, like, scared or you were going to get hurt or anything like that?
Yeah, the night that I would consider the mental breakdown, I got attacked. And it's really interesting because, like, we have, like, all this family issues and everything. Well, me and her mom and all of us were getting along, we're doing good. And I reached out to some of my family. My uncle was a pastor, and I hit him up and see how he's doing. And I was like, well, you know, I got some time. You care if we come up and we'll talk for a little while? Well, I went up and he was talking, you know, religion and telling me about the Bible. And we really got into some deep talks. Some people call it conspiracies, but, you know, other people can't argue it because, I mean, it's straight words from the Bible.
Right.
But in that process, we, like, stirred something up really bad. Like, and that's why I don't know, like, if there was attachment or what to me. But I, like, had, like, a freak out, like, just panicking, felt like I was getting chased the whole night. And, like, I was just had to be on a move or else it was going to get me. I end up going back. I had the Lord's Prayer for being saved written down on a piece of paper. I had my old lady read it and everything. And she was like, something's not right with you. Like, just lay down, go to sleep, you know, whatever, whatever you're all worked up about, you know. Tomorrow will be okay. Uh-huh. Well, she couldn't get me to calm down for nothing. I ended up freaking out. I was thinking that all of them in the house were after me. Like, and that's what I like. Sometimes it's just, like, kind of got to go with the flow. Because that night, if I was able to lay down, things went and got so dramatic. But I ended up taking off in the car. And I do believe, you know, in God. There's only one God. I mean, there are probably other gods, but there's only one creator. You know, I believe I had a lot of protection that night because I had a Ford F-250. I, like, parked it in the middle of the highway, jumped out, and ran towards a church. I ran across a creek. And my shoes came off. I ran through the creek, and I was running towards the church. And, like, somewhere in the middle of that field, it hit me and said, go back and get your truck. Hurry up before someone gets hurt. And I just felt, like, there's a relief. Like, finally, they're done. Like, whatever's trying to get me. Like, I lost it at that creek. And I don't know how else to explain it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you might have, you know, have like maybe some type of guardian angel with you, you know?
Oh, I definitely did. Mm-hmm. I was like literally calling red lights. Like, I was, see the red light. I'm like, it's all right to go through it. Like, I knew that it was clear when I shouldn't have known it was clear. And like, I mean, just so many different things. It was like anybody in their right mind would say, that's a lunatic. Like, you don't act like that. I've been working on that relationship with her parents again. But it's, you know, it's scary because it's like, you don't really know, you know? And then, you know, you make the best of it.
Yeah, see, I don't believe in coincidence. I believe everything happens for a reason.
Right.
So there's a reason why things happen. It's not coincidence. Something, yeah, like you're saying, you know, something when you're crossing that creek, you know, something told you to go back to move your truck, you know.
Right.
Sometimes that inner voice and you better listen to it, you know.
Right. Usually, like, when people would say about spirits and stuff, that's not the story I would tell. But, like, people with more, you know, information on that type of situation, the type of experiences and stuff, they can, you know, I know there's a little bit, it could be doctored out at, be like, hey, this is, you know, imagine, this makes sense with what someone else said.
Yeah, have you ever thought about going on a paranormal investigation, or you think that's too much?
No, I'm the type, like, I don't know when to say it's too much until it's already been too much. Mm-hmm. So, like, I would definitely go on a paranormal investigation. Now, where I would cross the line and stuff is now that I have a daughter. So, like, and I know to, you know, be cautious about it. I wouldn't go out like someone that just getting into it might, like, accidentally go into a spot and that spirit actually wanna, you know, communicate with them, but really just mess with them.
Yeah, you said you were at Sherry Granato's house when she had a spirit in her house. Do you think that spirit's still there?
I'm not too sure. I mean, I'm sure it is, but if it's active or not, I'm not too sure. It's like, you know, sometimes we go through our moments where we have a lot of energy. I think there's like waves of that. Whenever, like, I feel like to try to think of the bigger picture, that's why I kept mentioning about the coal mines, because there was a lot of, and the same with today's society, you know, there's people with a lot of money causing a lot of people a lot of pain just trying to get by. And, I mean, it has gotten a lot better than what it used to be, but at the same time, there's a lot of things that, you know, like they say, history repeats itself.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, like, whenever the actual living is doing things the right way, energies flow a different way. Or when people are doing things that, you know, I mean, not going against what their gut feeling is. You know, we have our own free will. I don't know. That's the one of those questions, you know, you just wonder. Like,
yeah, I mean, you were saying that that night when you were, felt like, you know, it was attacking you and you was running out of there, you know, because sometimes there's angry spirits, mean spirits, ornery spirits. So you think it was one of those, or maybe
I just think it was just you know, I like flirted up something that's connected to me. Uh-huh. And I think that's what a lot of people say they got bad luck. I think they just come with like bad, it's not bad luck, it's kind of bad genetics, or not bad genetics, but, you know, less fortunate genetics. It's hard to, like, you know, because we actually, we're like, even our words, you know, you ever hear, like, how they say the English language is written out and, like, or came up with like, a spell, like how banks or happen to be, like, a riverbank. Currency, like the river flow, and it's like, I wonder if you know, actions are the same way.
It could be.
I've had situations where, like, I had a dream one night, and I mean, it's not paranormal, but it's extraterrestrial.
Well, yeah.
Actually, hon, would you look, come here for a second? Maybe you could help me with remembering how that went that morning. Remember when we were at my mom's that morning, I woke up and I said something about, like, with the UFO thing, or well, with some type of entity outside the window and shit. And then some kid in our area posted a picture of a UFO he's seen in the area that same night. And I thought that was, like, you know, kind of odd.
I forgot all about that, though.
Right, well, yeah. That's what I was telling him. I was like, it's weird because it's like a lot of these situations when we come close to the answers, like, they don't want us to remember it.
Right, you know, somebody had mentioned to me before about UFOs and Bigfoot, you know, that usually whenever a UFO in that area is spotted, especially around the woods and water, there's usually a Bigfoot.
I mean, I've heard about, like, the Bigfoots having cloaking ability, and that's why, like, we can't get them. And then once they die, their own kind comes and gets them and takes them to their own realm. But my mom, like, she won't talk about UFOs or anything, but if you mention about Bigfoots, she'll talk about her childhood. I guess they lived up in the mountains, and where they lived, there was this part of the woods that, like, her family would tell her they were not allowed to go play by, and she said she always heard noises and stuff and always thought it was a Bigfoot. So.
Well, I mean, some of the stories I get out of PA, your area is kind of popular for Sasquatch, you know?
Right? Oh, yeah. That one, I remember, though, one show came through, and they were up in Uniontown. They have an organization in Uniontown. They had the whole theater packed with people with all their, you know, all the experiences. Like, there's a lot of experiences. So, I mean, it's same with the government coming out with the UFO videos. I mean, they didn't release a lot, but they're like, there's a whole thing going on right now. I don't know if it's like some editing thing or not, but in Florida, there supposedly was a UFO sighting in Florida at the mall. Now, I don't know if it was just a hoax or what. Like, I've been waiting to see if anybody else will post anymore, if I could actually get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I'm always constantly getting people that sends me videos of... and now that, you know, the AI is so so prevalent that it's hard to tell a hoax from the real thing, you know. And
right, well, it kind of makes you wonder if it's all, like, how it's all connected. Like how I said about, like, it doesn't want you to remember. Like, that AI, it might have been like the like the Terminator trying to destroy all the evidence before we could. You don't even know how well that AI could get through the system. You know what I mean? Like, how about if it's like the internet? Like, I mean, better than the internet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even I'm writing a book right now, and I was looking for some narrators, and they were talking about AI. All I had to do was, if I wanted to do the book myself, instead of me sitting here in my studio and talking for 18 hours, I could just do, like 16 or 5 to 7 minutes of me asking questions, getting mad, reading a regular story, and it'll take my voice. And then throughout my story, it'll do the whole, just for me reading 3 or 4 paragraphs, it'll do the whole book.
I mean, it's awesome, but it's like, you know, like nuclear powered. I mean, we got our lights on, but it's also
yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it seems like anytime something good happens, you know, there's always that negative that can be a lot bigger. At least it seems bigger.
Yeah. Well, I hope that you don't have any more violent episodes where something's disturbing that much.
Right. No, I just, you know, just I avoid certain things. I don't even really talk about it, just so people don't have to be worried about it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, it's like an addict. You know, you know what not to be around and what to be around. And heck, I mean, I do good. I'm doing good. And I only had last experience was my daughter's grandmother. Yeah, you know, coming through. And
uh-huh.
Other than that, it's been peaceful. And you know, I do hope that, you know, if there is a reason I have the gift, you know, I actually welcome, you know, I welcome the messages to come through. I just don't accept any attachments.
Right. Well, Eric, I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your stories.
Yeah, I hope I didn't go all over the place too much.
No, you're fine. I look forward to talking to you again and keeping in contact with for anything new pops up, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you, Eric Benedict, for your fantastic stories. And thank you, Sherry Ganato, for referring Eric to me. I love stories like this. So if you have any stories to share, anything paranormal, drop me a line at coolie54@gmail.com. The links are at the bottom of this episode. I've been gone since before the beginning of Thanksgiving, and I had to take some personal time off. Thank you for coming back and sticking with me, and thank you for the new listeners. I hope you stay on, and I'm sure there's going to be something on here for every one of you, whether it be Faye or ghost stories or UFOs, Bigfoot. Stay tuned. I have a lot of good guests, a lot of interesting topics coming up. I will see you in 2 weeks with another great episode on Ghosts in the Valley podcast.